Welcome to the Print Pod. Shreyashi Day, assistant editor with the Print, wrote in an exclusive report, Bengal panel probing Pegasus calls Rahul Gandhi, Abhishek Banerjee, Prashant Kishore to testify. I am Shubhangi Mishra and I bring you the podcast version of this article. Rahul Gandhi, Abhishek Banerjee, Prashant Kishore and West Bengal Chief Secretary H.K. Dwivedi are among the 31 people who have been issued a notice to appear before the West Bengal panel conducting an inquiry into the Pegasus spying allegations, the Print has learned. Sources said three people have deposed virtually before the commission thus far and one has flown in from New Delhi to appear in person. More notices are likely to be sent soon as the addresses of a few alleged victims of spying are still being ascertained. The recording of statements will continue until 21 December. The commission has also allowed testifying people to submit their reportedly infected devices as evidence, and cyber forensic experts will appear before the panel Friday, sources said. On 26 July, West Bengal became the first state to order an inquiry into the reported Pegasus spying scandal. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, who has consistently attacked the Narendra Modi-led central government over the issue, announced the formation of a commission comprising retired Supreme Court Justice Madan B. Lokur and retired Calcutta High Court Chief Justice Jyotirmay Bhattacharya. The commission was tasked with inquiring into the allegations that the Israeli spyware had been used to surveil prominent people in India. On 3 August, a public notice appeared in leading newspapers across West Bengal requesting citizens to furnish any information regarding Pegasus within 30 days. Sources said that as of 30 November 2021, the commission had sent out a total of 42 notices to alleged victims of the spyware. This includes notices to 31 separate individuals as well as 11 reminders to some of them to depose before the commission. In July, an international consortium of media organizations reported that Pegasus, a spyware developed by the Israeli cyber arms firm NSO Group, had been used to snoop on people around the world by hacking into their mobile phones. In India, the revelations were published by The Wire with the names of at least 174 people who had allegedly been spied on. The list included politicians, judges, bureaucrats, journalists, activists, and other prominent individuals. NSO Group has said that it only sold the product to vetted governments. The government of India has neither confirmed nor denied reports that it had procured Pegasus. Several petitions were filed before the Supreme Court demanding a probe into the reports. In October, the Supreme Court formed its own independent committee to look into the allegations. Several petitions were filed before the Supreme Court demanding a probe into the reports in October. The Supreme Court formed its own independent committee to look into the allegations. The Trinamool Congress has consistently attacked the centre over the Pegasus allegations. Party MPs protested with toy phones outside Parliament in July and raised slogans on the floor of the House. The protests led to the suspension of 6 TMC MPs from the Rajya Sabha for a day. Thank you for listening to the Print Pod.